This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, everybody? It's 10 a.m., and I'm pissed off to start. This is B. Mitch and Finley. Language freaking matters. I just saw this Commander's Insider headline, Landini. I don't want to take shots at anybody. I did a Facebook Live last night, and somebody asked about Brian Robinson. And I said, it's really easy to be dismissive of Robinson, but there's no way you can automatically assume he won't be RB1 when they were really good for a while. And then injuries started to pile up, and things went sideways. And I in no way was dismissive of B-Rob. And the headline says, Commander's Insider doesn't believe Brian Robinson will be starting running back in 2025. How the hell do you land on that? And then the dude that writes it goes on to say, Finley didn't criticize Robinson. He defended him. what are you talking about?
Hey, I keep telling you, the headlines and the little blips, little blurbs that come out, and then you read the story and they don't match. And you guys get pissed off at that all the time at Comcast.
Yeah, dude. And this is such junk. This is junk. That's not what I said. And I start here I literally saw that as the show was starting. So apologies to everybody. That is not what I said. Anyway.
You want to go? Let's go get the guy. Hands on him.
I'm not going to say his name. I'm going to be polite and try to see if I can find him and send him a note. I don't know how nice the note's going to be, but at least it'll be direct.
Hey, idiot. You got to write what I said, not what you think I said.
It's not what I said, dude. But I started this that I wanted to talk about language mattering because this morning on Instagram and Twitter, I see like a million posts of Cooper Kupp, of Washington's interest in Cooper Kupp.
Uh-huh.
And it was because of, I believe, and maybe you guys could track down the exact, I'd love to hear the exact quote, because everything I have seen is more akin to kind of what happened to me with this Brian Robinson thing, which is not what I said, where folks are, Jeremy Fowler is a, ESPN national NFL coverage guy. Fowler knows what he's saying, and he talked about Kupp, and basically what he did is he talked about Cooper Kupp and said the Rams would really like to get something back for him.
Yeah.
And it'll help their salary cap. And so he talked about that, right?
Uh-huh.
The Rams would like to get something back for Kupp. Then there's a period. Then he talked about there are teams out there that could use another receiver.
Uh-huh.
And he listed the Patriots, Washington, and Pittsburgh.
Okay. Those
are teams that need another receiver.
Yeah.
But there is no direct correlation from one to the other. Like, it's a Venn diagram with no middle. He's not saying that Washington is trading for him, but people just go from, okay, this dude talked about Kupp, and he talked about Washington in the same television hit.
Well, you know,
therefore,
it is,
Washington's
Jay.
In the market.
People want those type of stories out there because there's no football right now.
Bro, I get what the content game is. I understand the content game. I'm from these content streets. But, like, you can't just make stuff up, man. At the same time, like,
they do it.
1 + 1 does not equal 3. You know what I'm saying? Like, the extrapolation from what is said to what becomes a headline or is aggregated is not necessarily
people
correct
don't write
or fair.
What is said. People write what they wanted to say. That has happened all the time. And that's why I don't like most of the content game. I mean, it's there, but I don't like most of it because it's a lot of BS, straight up. Because you say stuff and they don't expect people to remember it, and tomorrow they'll say something totally against it. You know what I'm saying? And people don't catch it. But this little, I think the person that writes the story needs to be the one writing the headline. But that's not how it works. There's a headline guy and a guy writes stories. And they don't match up too many times. And that would piss me off consistently.
Yeah. I'm sending this fella a note right now. Can you change it or let me know your thought process?
Mm-hmm. Because if you supported a person, then that doesn't mean that if you defended him, doesn't mean that you said he's not going
to
be a star.
Here's what I said. Somebody asked me, do you think they have to upgrade at running back? And I said, you know, I think it became really easy as the season went on to start dunking on the running back situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think the first half of the year, they were killing it when those guys were healthy, when you had Eckler and B-Rob killing it. And I think, do I think they'll add at the running back position? Probably.
Yeah.
We'd have to double check, but C-Rod and I doubt McNichols has multiple years on that deal. Even Eckler's guarantees aren't all that significant.
Mm-hmm.
So do I think they're going to add at the running back position? Yes, but I think it's become overly discussed that B-Rob can't get it done, because if you go back and look at, like, the game logs, B-Rob was crushing it early in the season.
Yeah.
And then what happened is we saw all of a sudden Jaden gets the rib injury, and that impacts their ability to run because Jaden's not running like he was.
Yep.
Then the offensive line starts to get beat up, and that impacts your ability to run. Then
B-Rob, that probably impacted it more.
Yo, B-Rob was hurt. He missed time.
Yeah.
So, like, I just think it's people get in such a hurry to, like, this time of year, it's all about who you're going to sign, who you're going to sign, who you're going to replace, who you're going to replace, how do you get better. They have damn near 30 free agents they have to replace.
Yeah.
Like, they got a lot they have to do. And I just think it's, like, if you look at the start of the season, Robinson had 200-yard games in the first four, was racking up touchdowns at a crazy rate. Like, he was quite good. And when they were really good at running the ball, it was Robinson driving the bus.
Yes.
I am not suggesting that you don't try to improve, but I think specifically trying to single him out as, like, the problem is overly simplistic and inaccurate.
People, What happened in that situation? You said something, so they put words in your mouth so they don't want to say it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You said something. You didn't say what the person wrote, but you said something, and instead of that person saying what they truly believe, they say, well, the insider said this. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It happens all the time, man.
So I'm going to give credit to this dude. He immediately responded to me, says he can change the headline. I don't want to misrepresent you. I appreciate that, bro. Yeah. I appreciate that. Because here's the other thing I know, and this sucks. Like, I have personal relationships with a lot of these players and their representatives.
Yep.
And then they see the stuff on social media, and they get mad. Like, that may or may not have happened with the tweet we sent out. And it wasn't. I didn't send it out, but my name's on the B. Mitch and Finley account. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just a lot of moving parts in this content game.
It works. It goes, baby.
I think you'll appreciate this from Travis, B. Travis Wigfall said, at JP, I love the passion, bro, but like B. Mitch said, stop letting that stuff get to you.
but this year, you got to get this correct, though.
Yeah.
Because the thing that I know a lot of times people are like, well, why are you the extra square? You have to be respectful in this game. You know what I'm saying? In the whole media thing, you can't just go out there and do what a fan or somebody else think you should do. You know?
Well,
and players understand you telling the truth. But if somebody misrepresents what you said, then that can piss somebody off.
Totally.
And they're not going to be mad at the person that wrote the story. They're going to be mad at the person that they said.
They don't know who wrote the story. Yeah. They see the headline and see the name in there.
There you go.
And it happens, and the content game's a dirty game, man, and we all live in it and operate. But I don't know. I didn't expect that to I was happy. I was ready. I was fully prepared for this Cooper Cup discussion I wanted to have. That threw me for a curveball. This is the earliest the four of us have ever gotten here, and I didn't notice that until 10 seconds before we go on air. But it's an interesting world, B. I think the Cup thing is a perfect example where, dude, of course L.A. wants compensation for Cup.
Yeah.
What do I always say? I also want a Range Rover. What do I drive? A 4Runner. I love my 4Runner, but sure, I want a Range, right?
Like, yeah, hey.
Of course the Rams want compensation for Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp's been a really good player before. But what's going to crush them is if they can't trade him, then they get smoked on the cap. So maybe they'll take like a seventh just to not get smoked on the cap. It basically becomes a salary dump.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It gets interesting. Cooper Kupp, when he's healthy, is an absolute stud. The last season he played 17 games or 16 games, he went for almost 2 G's.
Yeah.
When they won the Super Bowl in 2021, he had 145 catches for 1,947 yards and 16 touchdowns. Everybody talked about Ja'Marr Chase winning the receiver triple crown. Mm-hmm. Most catches, most yards, most touchdowns. Like it was some unheard of thing.
It happened just a year or so prior.
Kupp did it 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. He's an absolute stud, but the injuries have really limited him.
Yeah, they have.
He hasn't played more than 12 games in the last 3 years.
Totally.
So, and dude, he's still highly productive. I mean, last year, the YPCs started to dip. He kind of became more of a possession guy, and Puka kind of became more of their big play guy. But I think, of course, the Rams are telling anybody that'll listen, yeah, you know, we need a pick for Kupp.
Yeah.
He's a player.
100%.
It doesn't mean they're going to get it. And yes, Washington, you'd like to supplement the receiver room. 100%. As of now, you only have two under contract. They're going to add others. They're going to draft somebody. Like, what? Death and taxes are the only two things guaranteed in life, right, mm-hmm. B?
Yeah.
I will guarantee one more thing. By week one, whether that's in Brazil, Philadelphia, Kansas City, or freaking Landover, Washington will have more than two receivers on their
roster.
They
damn sure will.
Like,
that's going to definitely happen.
I don't know, man. Get me all riled up, man. I'm excited for a lot of things this evening. Four Nations has been awesome, and tonight is the finals, U.S. versus Canada. Did you watch any of the last? I think I might have called you Saturday night because there were all those fights in the first 10 seconds.
I told you I didn't see it live. I just went back and looked at some of the stuff, but I love that.
It was awesome.
You know, the fighting is entertaining, and it makes you tune in.
I want to.
Will there be any fights in this one? Everybody says the finals, but that doesn't make a difference.
I don't know. I want
somebody to lay hands on somebody.
I'm going to preemptively say something. I do not advocate booing anyone's national anthem. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But Canada, Montreal the other night, they booed the hell out of the U.S. national anthem.
Uh-huh.
So should people in Boston tonight, where they're playing back on the south side of the border,
uh-huh,
should O Canada get booed? I'm okay with it. And I think it's okay for this to be like a fun hockey rivalry thing. I recognize there's a lot more going on in the world, but like, we can just keep this to hockey and let it be fun.
Yeah.
Because
that's
what I want to see tonight. I'm fired up. Joe Beninati is going to join us at 11 to talk about the Four Nations tonight. It's weird. I haven't heard Joe B's voice in like 2 weeks because the Caps have been off. Mm-hmm. I miss that silky tone. Pat Leonard's going to join us at noon. We got Bleep You this afternoon. Rosenberg at 1:30. A lot going on in the NFL world. You had a dinner with some NFL people last night.
Yeah, the people that do the content.
Yeah. But I thought more than Tana and Fred and everybody
there? Yeah, Tana, Fred.
Logan, probably.
Logan, London.
What does
all of the people behind the scenes? Yoakum, Maddie,
right?
Kayla, Anna. Oh, I'm trying to remember. Don't forget.
That's all right.
Michael good, Jenkins.
Good time.
Brian Colbert.
Yeah.
The whole crew. But Sean. Fred was killing Sean.
About
everything.
He told me I can guess
played,
one thing.
He played D tackle. He told me because the room had like the lights real down low, and he told me he couldn't see him. Fred was just Fred is an ass. That's what he is. it was cool though. Good dinner at DC Prime.
DC Prime's always hit.
Oh man,
a dude like Logan that is so buttoned up and
don't drink.
So health conscious. What does he order at DC Prime?
Oh, he ordered steak.
A big old steak.
He'll eat steak.
Yeah. What are like his side dishes? Like unrefined green beans or something?
He probably ate the asparagus, I would think.
Yeah, but it might be like butter or Parmesan. Yeah,
he'll eat that type of stuff. Okay. He won't. And he'll get him some water.
How late does he stay as night progresses?
He is quicker than you. At least you indulge and then try to sneak out. Logan just out.
I will indulge and then sneak out and try to get one for the road, for the Uber.
Because like, when I got ready to go, I think I ended up standing by the bar talking to somebody for the longest.
I have seen you get ready to go and then just talk to somebody for a half hour. The single hardest job in media is getting Brian Mitchell out of a Redskins hotel lobby.
Hey,
people know
want to talk, man, so I talk. I don't worry about it.
All right, so tonight I got a fun event. I'm going out to Annapolis tonight for the Annapolis Touchdown Club annual dinner. Coach Locks is going to be there. I want to be clear. This is Pete Medhurst's event. Obviously, Pete can't be there, so I'm just trying to step in and have some fun. We're going to honor Pete tonight as should be done. But I'm excited for it. Brian Newberry is the Naval Academy football coach. He's going to be there tonight. It should be a really fun time. I am emceeing this thing, and the program looks like it's going to go to like 8:30 or so is my guess. John Riggins is the headliner. It's going to be dope to talk to Riggo. They set me up with a car because it's Annapolis, kind of far, whatever, right? Which is very nice of them. And shout out to Driven is the company. They have the car scheduled to bring me home, I think, at 10:30. You think I'm making it to 10:30 before I'm in that car headed home?
Depending on how long the actual thing goes. You forgot you're the MC.
I think the thing's over by like 8:30-ish. And then it's just kind of hanging and, drinking and having dinner.
Well, you know, you're going to have some certain people you got to at least shake hands with certain. You're not going to be there till 10:30, though. No, there's no
10:30 chance. Sounds late, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't sound late. It sounds late for you. JP got to be home and tucked in by 10:30 and eat like little burgers. And cheese pizza. What does he sound like to y'all? A kid.
Yo, I stayed up late last night watching SEC Hoops. Did you watch any of that?
What was the latest?
I think I went to bed at like 11:20.
I didn't watch none of the game. I told you where I was hanging.
Yeah. You might have been out later than me.
I think I saw nothing but Pinot Noir. That's all I saw.
When you called me at like, I had just gotten off. I did all the years. Say I was done around 9, I think I talked to you. That sounded like there might have been a little bit of brown.
Well, somebody asked me. No, I had no brown. I had nothing but red wine.
Okay.
So the guy was like, man, was JP? I said, no, he got to do his show All Ears tonight. Dude said, man, you cracking on his ears? I said, that's the name of his damn show, All Ears.